Happy Canada Day, everybody. Canada 150. Our next stop is to New Brunswick, and it's brought to you by PutDownYourDamnPhone.com. Enjoy the sun and fun of the holidays. Ditch the cell phone. Live in the moment and experience what's in front of you. If you know someone who's addicted to their cell phone, get them the book Put Down Your Damn Phone Already at PutDownYourDamnPhone.com. Rock Voisin is a veteran in the Canadian music industry. I can say that. That's a good thing. And he's representing, I guess...
I think it's the first time I've ever been called a veteran. But, it, 30 years is, it's getting there.
Hey, let's be honest, though. In the music industry, that's an eternity.
Nowadays, yeah. Probably more and more down the road, yeah. This business is transforming a lot. And I'm not sure the long term fits in what's coming, but not the way people are consuming music. But it's been there for 30. Hopefully for another 30, if at all possible.
What I think is incredible is that you haven't aged a bit.
Oh yes. mostly from the inside.
Okay.
My knees are not what they used to be, my back. you don't see it, but I feel it.
Okay, all right. Well, it doesn't show. But, a lot of people, I guess, maybe don't realize that you're originally from New Brunswick, or Edmonton, right?
Yes, yes.
And then you made the jump to Quebec, or at least to the Montreal area. Why did that happen? Why did you move? It was a family move, right?
Yeah, it was a family move, but the first move was just about, I would say, maybe 30 kilometers away, just within the Quebec border. My dad was an English teacher, and so he started to work in Quebec, just a few kilometers from the New Brunswick border, and that's where I played most of my hockey, grade school, high school, and then I moved to the Quebec City area for hockey. I was playing hockey in around Quebec City for 4 or 5 years, and then I went to Ottawa U. So I moved to Ottawa U for 4 years, and then music years started in 86, 87. So I made the big move to took a sabbatical, from school, and that was like 30 years ago.
And, what have you been up to since?
Did you say 8 minutes?
Yeah, that's true.
I should have prepared a point form, one of those things. Man, it's a lot of things in 30 years, a lot of things. But, I've had, great memories. I mean, both personal and with my work, Canada Day, I've hosted the Canada Day celebrations at night on Parliament Hill at noon. I've been up there just like, I was a student there, so my first big parties, big Canada Day parties were back way back then. My God, I don't even remember. It's been so long, but it's I had a chance to perform and also just be one of the people walking around watching the fireworks and enjoying the day. So
And if I'm not mistaken, one of your first, maybe it was your first public performance, was Canada Day, right? Was it Montreal, wasn't it?
Yeah, actually, yes. In 1986, my very first public performance at La Ronde in Montreal. There was over like 50,000 people there. Honestly, I didn't know what I was getting into. I was still out of you back then, and they just wanted to try me and see how I would perform on high stress, I guess. I don't know, but it was quite an event for me. Anyway, game changer, it's a do or die, I guess, situation. Then I knew I was fit for that kind of stuff, it was a possibility that I could do that for a living. So it was quite an experience, I must say.
Well, look on the bright side. At least there wasn't YouTube and social media back then. So if you screwed up, we'd all be still laughing about it.
Yeah, nobody remembered.
Right? No. No.
Did he do okay? Yeah. Legend says he did. Okay, that's good. That's good. There's no, can't go back and watch.
No.
Which is a good thing. No. Mind you, you know, it was on TV. So,
right, that's true.
I'm sure you could find it somewhere. You know, if you're a good hacker, you'd probably find that.
So you've lived, you know, so many different places in the country. I'm going to put you on the spot. Where is your favorite place to live in Canada?
Well, my favorite place in Canada is the West Coast, is BC. You know, I never lived there. I hope one day, you know, because I love the sea and I love the mountains. I'm an avid skier, and I've been skiing forever in Europe, and since, you know, going to Europe to work, it was easier to go ski out there than do the same kind of travel the other way, you know. But the few times I've been to BC, I think BC is just a stunning place. There's great spots everywhere in Canada. I've had the chance to go around on tour, and I haven't been to Yukon, Northwest Territories, and Nunavut yet. But I've done pretty much, you know, and you know, the prairies are quite stunning. Also, they call it, you know, a big sky country, and you can't really figure it out until you get there, and then you step out of the car, or you look at this, and you go, wow. Of course, home is home. New Brunswick, the people, Quebec. You know, very distinct, very very Latin way of living. It's hard, you know. I've been, you know, I'm going to Les Îles de la Madeleine this summer with my kids. First time ever. Beautiful, beautiful place. Been to PEI, been everywhere in Canada. So we have a beautiful country.
And there's so many different atmospheres, right? Like you were just saying, you know, the BC coast and then Prince Edward Island, completely different. We were just broadcasting from Yukon in February, and such a community feel there. So it's like it's different every city that you go to, really.
It is. Mind you, it can be different in I mean, just Quebec itself. I mean, the province of Quebec is so big compared to, let's say, some European countries, you know. I mean, every province here, I mean, is huge. And there are some differences even between towns. Quebec, Montreal, different. Different. You know, just within Quebec. So the way people think, the way people, the music they listen to, the food they eat, you know, is quite different. You know, there's little subtleties sometimes. You find French Canadians everywhere, which is kind of cool. There's French people everywhere in Canada, little islands here and there, and there's one problem, it's just too big.
Yeah.
I mean, it's beautiful because it's big, but it's a big, big country, and I try to explain it to Europeans, if you want the scenery to change, you have to travel for hours and hours and hours. Well, you know, France is, I mean, maybe, 10% of the province of Quebec, and they have, within just this little area, they have mountains, they have the ocean, they have the palm trees, they have, you know, and it's all sort of bunched together, you know. In Canada, you have to travel a lot if you want to change the scenery, and they can't really understand that until they get here, you know, and they call me. I remember friends calling me, say, okay, we got 3 weeks, where should we go in Canada? Well, let's try 3 months.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's this notion of big open space that we're so lucky that we live in, and the culture and they since I spend so much time there and I see the difference, they can't quite comprehend that.
So you've got a bunch of tour dates coming up, I know, through the rest of the year, and people can go to your website for the latest news, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. We just released a new record, new French record, here and in Europe. So we'll be, I've been doing promo 10 days over there, 10 days over here, and back and forth for a little while. And we're going to be on tour starting next November here and then in Europe and then back and forth, yes.
And where can people get it?
Oh, you can get it probably, especially across Canada, I would, you know, iTunes, definitely. That would be probably the quickest and safest way and more honest way to get it.
Good point. Well, we'll be sure to do that. And you know what? Again, I want to wish you a happy Canada Day, Rock Voisin. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much. You too. And to everybody that's are listening right now, you know, we have a great country. We live in a great place. You have to travel around the world to realize how great our place is. Let's keep it great.
All right. Thanks, Rock.